Oh, there were fires all the time. Oh my goodness. A hardware store burned downtown, and that fire lasted forever. And the Cotton Palace, the first Cotton Palace burned.
When did that happen?
See, that Cotton Palace was built in 1880-something. I don't know exact date on that, the first Cotton Palace. And they didn't have it very long. And all of a sudden, the whole thing burned, went up with smoke. Mm-hmm. And then they built the new Cotton Palace. Well, that one had a fire one day in one of the buildings, not all of them. And the zoo, they had a zoo on the territory there at that time. They turned all the animals loose. They turned loose, one bear got caught up in a tree, and it took 2 days for the firemen to coax that bear out of that tree. The monkeys got loose, and we were all running to watch the fire, and a monkey ran across my foot. Everybody, the monkeys were just running everywhere. They never did find all the monkeys. But all of the animals got loose in that fire. But that cotton, that's worth another tape, that Cotton Palace out.
Yes.
Because there were just a lot of wonderful things happened. They still should have it. Mm-hmm. The Dallas Fair kept its buildings. Waco should have kept its. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that was when we were little.
Mm-hmm. We've kind of mentioned off and on the sideshows that came to town and the circus. Mm-hmm. When you think about going downtown for special occasions, what parades do you remember when you were a child?
Well, of course, the circus parade was the big one, and then they always had a parade at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. They always had a parade on Labor Day, and that's where the labor unions, whatever they had, you know, came in. Labor Day was the big thing, and they had a Christmas parade, the Labor Day parade, the 4th of July. That was a big one, and the 4th of July parade, and anything, you know, on a football game, they would have a parade. They didn't have a homecoming parade until, I guess it was a little after, about 1906, I think, or something like that. But, of course, that's our big parade now, the big homecoming parade. But they would have a parade at the drop of a hat. Societies, you know, they had a lot of fraternal organizations in Waco, like the Maccabees and the Odd Fellows. Even they sometime would put on things. And it was just an armistice day. That's a day to remember. But they don't have parades like that anymore. You know, they lost their touch for it or something. I don't know. But all that, those were days we looked forward to. We always had to go to the parades. The Cotton Palace parades were fabulous, though. Oh, they just really put on the dog out there.
Yeah. They really did, and we'll want to talk about that some more.
Mm-hmm.
There were some other things going on. What about the Waco Public Library?
We had one public library, and it was on 11th and Austin. There's an apartment house there now. It's right across from Reed's Flower Shop. Mm-hmm. And that was our public library, and I love that building. It was not a big building, but it was had a mellowed atmosphere there. That you could just smell the books. And I would go after school and take my homework sometime and had something to look up, and I would spend a couple of hours in the public library studying because it's so quiet. Mm-hmm. You just had little corners here with a table and a chair and a lamp, and you could get off to yourself and just really do a lot of good work. Mm-hmm. And the first time I went to the public library, had a neighbor that had moved into one of my grandfather's houses. Their name was Blossom. They had a daughter named Cherry. And I thought that was the funniest thing, Cherry Blossom. Cherry Blossom took me to the library for the first time. I was in the fourth grade, and she was gonna get me a card. And I got it, you know, she helped me sign up for a card in the public library. Well, this librarian told me I could pick two books. Well, I had heard, I didn't know how to pick a book. I always just goggle-eyed at all these stacks of books. I didn't know which way to go. I decided, well, I had heard the teachers talk so much about Charles Dickens, and we read the Carol every Christmas, so I was going to find something about Charles Dickens. What did I pick for the first book to read? Little Dorrit. That book was 3 inches thick, I know. And that was the book I picked. Well, I took that book home, and honest to goodness, I was ready to give up, and I said, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to read it if it kills me. I read that book. I had to renew it 3 times before I finished. But that was my first library book that I read, Little Dorrit. And I never, I said, well, all of the books to pick, I had to pick something like, but then after that I began to, you know, understand the library, and I would look around and see what I could find, you know, books my size. But I said, I'll always remember that. I hated to see that old library move because it was a nice spot. Mm-hmm. Now the new library is fine, it's wonderful. And even our library out of Lake Ayers, you know, is a nice place. Mm-hmm. But it's so modern. Mm-hmm. There's not a lived-in atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When we talked about Austin Avenue and what downtown Waco was like, and I noticed in looking through the directory there were a lot of hotels.
Oh yes, I noticed that too.
Yeah. Do you recall any?
The only thing I know about those hotels is hearing my father talk about them. Mm-hmm. I remember my father talking about the Waverly Hotel. That was one of them, and then there was, what was the other one, the Turf. No, the Turf was a saloon, but there was a hotel right by it. I forgot the name of that one. Then there was the St. Charles Hotel and the Metropole. And the most that I know about the hotels is from hearing my father mention them, you know, just in passing. But they were not big hotels. Mm-hmm. They were small. Mm-hmm. And they said a lot of murders were committed, you know, around in those areas because men would gather and they would gamble and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But that was the extent of my...
That was not
I
a
think
place
it was one
families.
Hotel that called the Artesian Hotel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had a lot of buildings. Now, the Geyser Ice Company had this well, down on 6th and on 5th and Franklin, I guess it was, or 6th and Franklin, there was a building there. Called the Natatorium. No, it was 4th in Franklin, Natatorium. Mm-hmm. And it was this, right next to the post office, the old post office. And that had a natural well, and that's where people went to swim. Oh. And then there was another building downtown in another place. It was close to a drugstore, and it was just a small well, but it was wide open. Mm-hmm. And on 11th Street, the Buchanan's Laundry, there was another well. And when the water would get bad in Waco, we'd go down and take jugs and fill our jugs of water. Mm-hmm. But I think they've closed down some of those wells. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that's early Waco. Mm-hmm. That's in that directory, just the ads.
Well, I appreciate all of this today. We'll kind of wind up talking about Waco a little bit. Then next week I want to start with your elementary school
mm-hmm.
years.
Oh, that's it.
But anything else about Waco? What about theaters?
Well, we had one movie theater when I was just a kid, and it was called the Crystal, and that's where I saw my first movie, and it was an Indian story. All I can remember, it was done in brown, sepia color. Mm-hmm. All I can remember seeing Indians running up and down the mountains and the soldiers chasing the Indians. That was the first story I was. And they had their own music. The piano player would play the music to suit the action, you know. That was one of the big attractions of the movie. Well, there was one movie to start. That was The Crystal. Then they got the Rivoli and Strand, and they began to get more movies in. And then, of course, the Waco Theater and the Hippodrome came in. That's what we have now. That was the big movie. But that was much later. Mm-hmm. But they had the Opera House, the Garland Opera House, and that was a famous attraction. They had an auditorium, too, on 6th Street. I found that out in that book. I didn't know about that. They had it, and then they had, and all of my, see, I've learned a lot by looking through that book. Mm-hmm. All of my life, I've been trying to figure out where we went, because my aunts would take me and my sister with them. And we would go see plays, and we'd get on the streetcar and come out this way somewhere. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to the end of the line, and it was called West End. Well, I found in the book that there was the West End Park, and they had a theater there. Mm-hmm. And they put on melodramas. Mm-hmm. And I would go with them, and the location of that street was on Sanger Avenue.
Oh, okay.
And real close by here, not very far. But I finally found out where that place was. But I remembered it from childhood, but I didn't know which way we were going.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I remember going to that theater. Now, the Garland Opera House was a fancy place. Oh, it had seats, red plush seats, and beautiful stage. That's where I saw Julius Caesar. But I was disillusioned after some years. I found out that all of the soldiers standing in the background with their helmets and their spears and their togas, and the men with their togas, and I thought those soldiers were real. Yeah. But they were high school kids from Waco High School that they recruited to come put on those uniforms. Not disillusioned to me. Well, let's see, what else was it in the way of a theater? Well, they had a kind of a rodeo thing down on 8th and Mary. That's where the Katy Ballpark used to be. And they would bring Wild West shows there. They called it 101 and Wild West. We didn't go to those. I didn't care for those. My dad would take my brother to those, but we didn't go to those too much. Oh, and another thing they would have was the medicine shows. They would pitch a tent on a vacant lot, and they would put on these crazy shows. I think they're like the dime novel stuff, you know, that kind of thing. And they would get the men out in the audience with these bottles of this medicine. They would cure everything. Mm-hmm. And, oh, it was wild. They put out flyers the day before on your doorstep and had this big medicine show. And it would last 2 or 3 days, and they didn't go to another tent. Mm-hmm. But Waco was wild for entertainment. You know, at one time Waco was called the Athens of Texas because of its culture. Mm-hmm. And they said that Waco was a great town for entertainment. They were always wanting, you know, having something going on. Mm-hmm.